Good morning, children. It is morning. It is a fairly good morning because I got some sleep, finally. And I'm grateful for coffee. For real coffee created with hot water and coffee beans. So we just wrapped up the two busiest weeks of our year. I worked 110 hours one week. Yoga Pants Girl and I pulled a 33-hour shift. And we did two events back-to-back for two different companies. One of them was a party. The other one was a TED Talk in the same venue. It's a hotel / conference center in another town, not in Fort Collins, so we had to travel as well. So we stayed in the hotel for 6 days. And in this hotel, they have these machines. Well, it's like a Coke machine. Not that kind of Coke machine. Fountain drink machine. And you walk up and you push a button and the Coca-Cola comes out. Well, yes, you walk up, you push a button and the coffee comes out. And I'm looking at this thing. You just push a button, coffee comes out of it. I'm like, well, there's no, where do you put the beans in, right? Where do you put the coffee grinds to make the coffee? Now I got to be very articulate this morning because I literally, Hitler, just got out of bed. We got to knock this out, update you guys, go to work, got one more day. Now I got to unload shit, put shit away. I'm going to try like hell to finish today so that we can have Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday off. Because we are fucking beat. So I'm wondering where the coffee grinds go, because this doesn't make any sense to me. So I talked to somebody who works there, and I'm like, how does this work? She says, well, it's coffee concentrate. And I said, coffee concentrate? She said, yeah. Yeah, concentrate coffee in there. And hot water gets added to it. It comes out. And I thought, oh my God, that's why this stuff tastes so fucking terrible. And it was terrible. I said, is there any place around here you can get actual drip coffee? You know, coffee made with hot water and coffee grinds. She says, well, there's a Starbucks out front. Now, the great one doesn't drink Starbucks, not because he's a whatever the fuck gay shit. I don't drink Starbucks because, number one, I don't think it's that good. Because, number two, sometimes it gives me diarrhea. It's not because I hate the corporations or I hate Starbucks. I fucking think I'm going to fucking boycott somebody and they're going to give a shit. I don't like it. I'm not going to give Starbucks my money because I don't like their product. I also don't like the social justice warrioring, but I don't like the product. I mean, in this case, if their coffee was good despite their fucking social justice warrioring, I'd have gone and given them my fucking money, believe you me. I'd have given them all my money for some actual fucking real coffee. So this coffee concentrate shit was terrible. So I drank it the first 2 days and it was churning my stomach. I drank as little as possible. It churned my stomach. Second 2 days, I was just like, all right, I can't do it anymore. So I just had to go without caffeine, which was not the best idea. On the fifth day, I broke down and drank some more coffee concentrate. It did fucking work. At least there's caffeine in it. It was terrible. But at least it woke me the fuck up. Because by the time we got to day five, even actually day four, that's when we were doing the TED Talk thing. Thank God I didn't have a lot to do on lighting, other than bring the lights up when somebody goes on stage and take the lights down when they go off stage and do some special effects here and there in between the speakers. Because I was so fucking exhausted, I was falling asleep during the show. And I don't mean dozing off, I mean falling asleep during the show. Oh, it was terrible. Doing the TED Talk show, we worked with a guy, he was the technical director for the show. And I've seen this before in theater and other places. And he's maintaining this tradition. Before each show starts, you get on the comm system and you're doing your comm checks. And you go, hey, all right, this is the TD. Who's out there? You know, the video, I'm here. And this audio, I'm here. And lighting, I'm here. And, you know, stage manager, I'm here. And so everybody checks in on the comm system. And then he says, okay, you know what I'm grateful for today? I'm grateful for this. He says, audio, what are you grateful for? Your video, what are you grateful for? All right, lighting, what are you grateful for? Stage manager, what are you grateful for? And you know, it's a good tradition because it starts every show off on a positive note. It gets you thinking about what it is you're grateful for. And the shows went really well. I mean, the closest thing to a hiccup was me falling asleep. Fortunately, I wasn't asleep when any of my cues came up. But everything went great. We had a good time. The people we did the event for, oh God, they were overjoyed because they'd done a couple of these before and worked with lesser production companies. And it wasn't done very well or very efficiently. And we came in, and because we know what the fuck we're doing, we did shit right, and we made the trains run on time, so to speak, which they had never encountered before. And so everything went great, and they have already hired us to do more of these, and potentially doing more of these around the United States, and potentially, because this is an international corporation, potentially doing some of them across the ocean. And potentially doing some of them in South America. So anyhow, we'll see how all that pans. You know, there's a lot of potential here and people talk a lot of shit. I believe it when I see it. But potentially, we're going to get a lot more work from these guys because they fucking loved us. Which is also nice. You know, it's nice to do your thing and to be appreciated. So I think going forward, because here on this podcast, you know, I come on, I bitch a lot. That's the shtick. I mean, that's what it's for. It's my therapy. You're here because you like listening to me foam at the mouth and scream at the internet, whether you agree with me or not. You're at least entertained. I'm going to make a note to start each podcast off with telling you something that I'm grateful for. Then I'm going to scream at the internet and call people names and foam at the mouth. But we're going to start each podcast on a positive note. Then we're going to talk about things like why my fucking website is broken and it only displays the most recent two posts. And it's system-wide. There's something going on, probably a plug-in conflict or some shit. I don't know. But anyway, to those of you who have pointed out to me that the website is broken, it is broken. All the stuff is still there. It's just more work to access it, but all the old podcasts are still there. I don't know what the fuck is up with the thing. Not enough time to mess with it now because I need to slam this coffee, for which I am grateful because this is actual real coffee made with coffee beans and hot water, not concentrate. Oh, it's so good. I'm so happy when I finally got home and was able to just make some fucking real coffee. Because this convention center hotel It's in the middle of nowhere. Yeah, go, great one. Why didn't you just drive to the gas station down the block and get some shitty gas station coffee? Because there is no gas station just down the block. I mean, there is some stuff within, you know, if you can throw a rock really fucking hard. But the other thing is, for those five nights, 6 days that we were in this convention center slash hotel, it's not like we're sitting around doing nothing. I literally, Hitler, did not go outside for 5 days. I was in this building. If I was not working, I was sleeping. I ate occasionally. I took cans of food with me. I'm sitting in the hotel. I got cans of canned tuna as opposed to cans of not canned tuna. You know, I took some canned tuna and some canned fruit and a 12-pack of beer. I'd finish my work. I'd go to my hotel room. I'd open a can of tuna, open a can of fruit, eat it, drink a beer, brush my teeth, go to bed. That was it. I was working or I was sleeping for 5 fucking days. There was no time to go outside, get in my car, my $500 pickup truck, drive somewhere, get some coffee, and drive back. It was just not an option. So I'm very grateful for coffee, for real coffee. I'll fix the website when I get around to it sometime over the next couple of days. Hopefully I fucking, God, just technology. That's it. That's all I got for right now. Just want to let you guys know what's up. In theory, next week you'll have some real podcast, because in theory, I'm going to wrap everything up at Weyland-Yutani today. We're going to finish building better worlds and take the weekend off, and I'll have the weekend and some, might be some half-assed decent weather. I'll look at the weather forecast. So I might be able to actually go outside and talk to some people that I don't work with. Maybe there'll even be some cute girls. I don't know. It's possible. Go to some of my hangouts, drink a beer, talk to some other humans, and not have to talk about whether or not the video screen is working correctly right now, and do we need light over there, or do they want it to be dark? Let's talk about, I don't know, what do normal people talk about? God, I would even be willing right now to just have a conversation about sports ball. As long as I don't have to talk about fucking running a show. I don't talk about anything related to running a fucking event. I'll talk about anything. Just want to talk to another human about something not related to running a fucking event. I am exhausted. More so mentally than physically. My body is almost recovered. I also got to get back to lifting weights, because I didn't lift weights, obviously, during this time. I thought, they got a gym. I went down there. They got barbells. Nothing exciting. But look, they got a bench. They got barbells. I can do some shit. Yeah, I was a fucking pipe dream. Once again, I was either working or sleeping. All right, I've hit the point where I'm just babbling. That's all for now. I will catch you cats on the flip side. For those of you for whom Friday is a thing, happy Friday. For those of you like Aaron Cleary, who every day is Friday, happy Friday.